is not a tachlis. That was the whole perek. Havel havolim, everything's havel. My yisrin lo adam b'chol amol yishiyamol. Everything is no good. Finally, what's left? We have chokhmah. Chokhmah is a very valuable thing. So Shlomo HaMelech now is holding by chokhmah. So how does he end the perek? You'd think he would crown chokhmah. Chokhmah is great. That's the best. So what does he say? He says, Higdalti v'yisafti chokhmah. He says, I went ahead and I added chokhmah al-kosher fun of Yerushalayim. Shlomo HaMelech increased the chokhmah, the wisdom over all that came before him. V'libi go harbi chokhmah v'das. But what does he say? He says, "B'roiv chokhma, roiv kras, v'yosef das, yosef machlev." That's how he ends the parak. He says, "L'maisa, with a lot of wisdom comes a lot of tsar, a lot of grief." What? And actually, that's how he starts the next parak. Omati ani believi lechona nascha besimcha. Let me go into the wine. Geshmak. Let me throw myself back into Gashmias. So the Rishonim explain right at the beginning of the next parak. Omarti ani believi. So he says, Kivon. So since the Mitzvah David brings down, right? Kivon. Since I've seen that Gama Chochmo Yesh Lechis, the Chochmo also has a problem. So maybe I should go back into the other. So he reverses that. We'll learn about that. But what's Pshat Shlomo HaMelech says? Yosef Das, Yosef Machlev. Many different ways to learn. Some learn that Yosef Das, Yosef Machlev just means, doesn't mean Chochmas HaTorah. It means if somebody goes and pursues just to think, to try to understand everything, not in the Torah, that will lead you astray. That's what he's talking about. Yosef Das, Yosef Machlev. He's not talking about Chochmas HaTorah. Chochmas HaTorah is gewaldig. He's talking about stam pursuing Chochmah Bechlal. I know a person, he was a Choshevet, yeshiva guy, Talmud Chochem, and he wanted to go into the rabbinate. He wanted to go into Rabbonis. So he went to a Choshevet person, and he asked him, how much secular knowledge does he have to acquire to go into Rabbonis? What should he do? He already had a bachelor's. He was already educated. He wanted to know, again, this is going back in the 40s. How much does he have to pursue in order to become a successful rabbi? So this person who he asked ended up giving him an etzah that wasn't the best etzah for him and told him, you know, in order to be a rabbi in this day and age, you have to pursue philosophy. So he sent him to one of the most chashuva colleges to become a philosopher. And then to combine that with the rabbonis. Right? The end is, it was like shatnas at the end. It didn't work. Didn't work well. This guy became somewhat non-religious. It didn't work out for him. And he himself realized it. As he got older, he realized it worked against him. So he said that when he was first told by this individual, this wise fellow, who told him that he should pursue philosophy, he was a Talmud of Rabbaran, and he learned by many of the big Rosh Hashivas. He was a little hesitant. He said, isn't it dangerous to go into secular college and to throw myself into philosophy? He himself realized that could be dangerous. So the person who gave him the advice said, listen, flying a plane is also dangerous. But what do you want to sit in your house all day? Sometimes a plane crashes. It's also dangerous. You make out going if you get off the plane. So he said, when he said over the story, so I heard this straight from his mouth. He said, by me the plane crashed. The guy told me the plane's crashed. He said, by me the plane crashed. Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Yosef Das, if you just pursue wisdom just for the purpose of wisdom, not Chochmas HaTorah. And you're just going on that track alone, Yosef Machlev. So that's how someone will learn. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. It's a possible pshat. It's definitely not poshut pshat. Definitely not poshut pshat. Others learn, Shlomo Melech is talking about the history of Klal Yisrael. Because we said, the Gemara in the Dorm, it's come up in several shiurim in Sefer Yeshua, that the Gemara says in the Dorm, that Olmolei Chotu Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael would not have sinned, we wouldn't have gotten the Ulda Nevi'im. We wouldn't have even had the Gans Tanakh. So the entire Chav Dalet Sfarim we have is because we sinned. We sinned, Hashem had to send us Nevi'im, they had to give us Musa, and that became part of the Nevi'im. So Yosef Das, Yosef Machov, if the Vilna Gaon brings down this Pshat as well. Yosef Das, Yosef Machov. The extra wisdom that we got, the Tanakh, really came from Michoy, from Tzara, and from pain. It wasn't a good thing. In the past, I explained how that could be. Some of you may remember. How could it be that you get a bonus for doing Averis? That means we got Chav Dalet Sfarim, we got because we did a Chet. That means without that, we would have said the Torah would have been smaller. Does that make sense? We got a bonus for doing a Chet. Anybody remember the task? You guys remember? I'm asking this Canaan. Simcha, you remember? Matzke. Binyomin. This Canaan, I can ask. This goes back to Sefer Yeshua. How about you, Yisrael? Where did I get that from? That sounds like a big chiddush. Yosef Shalom remembers. He said that I said over then that all of the words of the Novi we would have gotten from the Chamish Chum Shetor and Sefer Yeshua. Does that sound familiar now to the Olam? To the Skanim? But then I asked him, that sounds like a pretty big chiddush. I wouldn't be makabel such a thing if my Rosh Yeshiva told me something like that without a raya. Do you know what the raya was? It's a Gemara in Tainus. Lech Omili Diksivi, that's written down. B'neviyu B'ksuvi D'loyemizi B'raisa. It's all in there. The Gemara says. So if we wouldn't have done the chet, it's not that we wouldn't have had it. It would have been all in there. It's like the Luchas Rishonim. Everything was in the Luchas Rishonim. We would have been on a higher level. So that's how some learn. But I'll tell you a gewaldig pshat that comes out from the Medrash, and it fits with so many Mamori Chazal about Shlomo HaMelech. Fits many, many Mamori Chazal with Shlomo HaMelech. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, we just learned it, Ezeu Chacham, Haloimid Mikolad. Yeah. Ezu Chacham Haloimid Mikolad. What's the Pshat Ezu Chacham Haloimid Mikolad? The Mechal in the Prague asks, Ezu Chacham Haloimid Mikolad. A Chacham is somebody, a Chacham. Zach is a Chacham Haloimid Mikolad. What does that mean? The Mechal's Kasha. The Mechal has a very deep Pshat Kedarka Bakodesh to explain that Chochma means it's part of who you are, and Ashiris is part. That's how he learns the whole Mishnah Pirkei Avos. A Samech Bechelke means he's inherently rich. His being is rich. Not that he has money in his bank account. He is a rich. He's Samech Bechelke. You can't separate his wealth from who he is. Money, as we know, money comes, money goes. You have people who are very wealthy yesterday, today they don't have money. So wealth, you could separate from somebody, right? But Samech Bechelke is who you are. You are rich. You, essence, are rich. Not you have a big bank account. That's how the Mahal teaches. Chocham. Chocham also, he says, Hashem has Chochma. Hashem gives Chochma to people. It's also just a bank account. Somebody who seeks Chochma, he's in essence. The Chochma is part of who he is. That's the Mahal. Very deep, deep way of looking at it. I want to say Posh Pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Posh Pshat, I think that's what we could say is Pshat here. And Imamish explains what the Medrash is telling us. The Medrash says that Shlomo HaMelech said, Yosef Das, Yosef Machoev, was the fact that I myself had Chochmah made me think, Ani Arbe V'Loyoser, look at the things that Shlomo HaMelech did. I can have a lot of wives, it won't take me astray. I can have many susim, it won't be a problem. Shlomo HaMelech started making his own conclusions. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying over here. Yosef Das, Yosef Machoev. Okay? So what's the alternative? You shouldn't have Das. So what's the alternative? You shouldn't have Das. And the answer is very simple. The answer is, as long as a person knows that no matter how much wisdom they have, it's only a klipas Hashem. There's still so much more. The Torah is rechava min yam. As long as they know that they're still in the infancy stages, their wisdom is very valuable. Wisdom is worth more than everything. But if you think that your wisdom brought you to a conclusionary place, that's the most dangerous wisdom. That's the most dangerous wisdom. And that's why some of the most dangerous people in history were brilliant people. Brilliant people. They were able to do the worst atrocities, the worst things that happened in history happened by some of the most brilliant people. Why? They knew better. They know better. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. We have a Bukhar like that today, Yoshev Al-Kisi Mal-Husay. If you don't think you need anybody else's Chachman, you could do the worst things in the world. Your Chachman works against you. A person who doesn't have all the Chachmah is dependent on others. He knows he's dependent on others. A person could be blessed with Chachmah, they could think, I got it. If a person thinks they reached a level of Chachmah, that level, Yosef Machlev, that will only give you tzaras. Shlomo Melech was reflecting his own life. He said, Ani Amarti Arbev, I said, my Das worked against me. Comes the Mishnah Perkei Avos and says, what kind of chacham is valuable? Haloi min mikolad. As long as a person knows he still needs to learn from others, then his chacham has value. If your chacham takes you to a place where you think, you know what? I don't need anybody. I got it all. Then you're in a dangerous place. If you think you got it all, you're in a very dangerous place. And that's what Shlomo Melech is telling us. As long as you realize you're in a pursuit of chacham, but you didn't reach any kind of finality. You're yearning, you're searching, you're going. It's gevaldik. Chochmah is a compliment. It's a nezer. And that could be what Chazal mean. Talmid Chachomim Shaloim Dim Bad Bebad. Talmud Chochem that learns alone. The Gemara in the end of Brochus. The Gemara in Kiddushin. Talmud Chochem who learns alone doesn't grow. The Gemara says, Lo Yoyde El Shemetapshim. They get foolish. Now what's this Talmud Chacham thinking? Talmud Chacham that's learning alone thinks he doesn't need anybody else. He doesn't need anybody else. He doesn't need anybody else. He can manage on his own. Metapshim, says the Gemara. Talmud Chachamim Shaloim Dim Bad Bebad, Metapshim. They become fools. Because there's only that much wisdom. The Meiri brings down the halachas ain't bezdin shokum. The halachas when you have a bezdin you need to have an odd number. So the Meiri in Sanhedrin says, why, according to one opinion in the Gemara, Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinei Emdin, two Dayan and Paskin, it doesn't work. Because it's not Bez and Shok. Okay? If they both agree, what's the problem? If they both agree, you have two people, they agree, even if a third guy is going to come, what does he add? Two people that agree. Zok the Meiri, the only way for the Chochmas Bezdin to be complete is to hear an opposing view. When these two hear the view of somebody who doesn't agree with them, then their chokhmah becomes shlemistic. Their chokhmah becomes complete. And I'll just end off with this. It's late. I'll do it tomorrow, believe it or not.